Taiwan Today with Natalie So.
Hello and welcome to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So. We are going to begin a series of interviews with top local officials in Taiwan who will be telling us how they're working on improving relations with ASEAN countries, South Asia, Australia, and New Zealand. Or in other words, Taiwan's southbound policy. We'll interview a number of local government leaders throughout the year and learn how they are changing Taiwan and Taiwan's relations with its Southeast Asian neighbors through this new policy. Today we hear from Taoyuan Mayor Zheng Wenchan. But first a bit about Taoyuan. It is the gateway to Taiwan, because if you fly in from overseas, you're most likely flying into the Taipei-Taoyuan International Airport. Taoyuan is located in northwestern Taiwan, about a 40-minute drive from Taipei, and it neighbors New Taipei City, Hsinchu County, and Yilan County. It is the fourth largest metropolitan area and fifth largest populated city in Taiwan, with over 2.1 million residents. The city is home to many industrial parks and tech company headquarters. In 2014, the city of Taoyuan was upgraded to a special municipality. Now, Taoyuan is especially suited to promote ties with Southeast Asia, as it has seen an influx of Southeast Asian immigrants and foreign workers. In fact, it actually has the largest population of foreign workers in Taiwan. Today, Mayor Zheng tells us how he is working to integrate these new residents with Taiwan's local people. But first, let's hear how he's improving economic ties with Southeast Asian countries.
We are trying to inform the public and industries about business opportunities in Southeast Asia. In April and May, we hosted three panel discussions about the new southbound policy with the Taiwan External Trade Development Council. In July, we will also host a panel discussion on cross-border e-commerce and a new southbound policy. In our recent panel discussions, we talked about certification standards, marketing and business opportunities in various industries in Indonesia, Brunei, the Philippines, Malaysia, Bhutan, and Nepal. At the end of September, there will be a major exhibition in the Philippines. The government has invited companies in the biotech, automobile accessories, Internet of Things, and transportation industries to attend. They are also working with buyers from Thailand, Indonesia, the U.S., and Japan, and estimate that there are $3 billion U.S. dollars worth of opportunities there. The county government is also offering subsidies for companies who are participating, such as around $1,000 U.S. dollars, to help cover booth expenses. Last year, 31 companies received subsidies worth 2.7 million Taiwan dollars, which has led to over 18 million U.S. dollars in business opportunities. So far this year, over 100 companies have applied for subsidies worth over 7 million Taiwan dollars.
And economics is not the only thing on Mayor Zheng's mind. He also wants to promote cultural exchanges to help their newest immigrants be integrated and appreciated by the local people.
Taoyuan is working on more cultural exchanges and events to enable our residents to appreciate other cultures. We've organized new immigrant concerts, dance contests, and forums. Our Bureau of Social Affairs has also hosted a variety of events to promote family ties in the past few years. These include Moon Festival events and forums highlighting the needs and roles of women in the family. We are finding creative ways to engage our new immigrants with our residents. Our Labor Bureau has honored outstanding workers with awards. It has also hosted soccer tournaments as well as food and art competitions.
As Taiwan wants to improve economic ties with Southeast Asia, one segment of the population is especially suited to fulfill that role: the children born in Taiwan of these new immigrant families. Mayor Zheng shares how he's reaching out to them.
We are also reaching out to the children of new immigrants, especially those whose mothers are from Vietnam, Indonesia, Thailand, the Philippines, Cambodia, Myanmar, and Malaysia. We want them to develop their unique assets as cross-cultural children. We take them on trips to Southeast Asia and invite students from Southeast Asia to come to Taiwan. We are also sending youth to these countries to do public service projects. Participating in overseas service mission projects has become more popular for young people. This year, we have 16 teams going from 11 organizations. They have projects in countries like Myanmar, Indonesia, Thailand, Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia, Nepal, Sri Lanka, the Philippines, and Malaysia. University Malaysia Sabah also wrote a letter of intent for exchanges between our Aborigines and their indigenous people. These will include cooperation on research, cultural exchanges, publishing, and public services. We hope that this cooperation can connect our indigenous peoples on a deeper level.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I'm Natalie So. Today we hear from Taoyuan Mayor Zheng Wenchan about how he and his government is working to improve ties with Southeast Asia and the newest immigrants from that region. Next, he tells us how they are playing a big role in Taiwan's tourism industry.
Taiwan Today with Natalie So.
Naroa, naroa, na, ia, na, io, ya, ia, o.
Idini'i, kemai, baiwana, kanatar, tu lengau.
The sound of the Puyuma tribe on Radio Taiwan International.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I'm Natalie So. Today we're covering the new southbound policy, or how Taiwan is moving to have closer relations with Southeast Asia. And we hear from Taoyuan Mayor Zheng Wenchan about what they're doing in this regard in the tourism industry.
As the gateway to Taiwan, Taoyuan is also trying to promote tourism. Last year, we proposed that tourists from Thailand be given free visa entry. Now, as long as they have a passport, they can come to Taoyuan to enjoy lodging, food, and any destination. We are also planning to go to Malaysia this year to promote tourism to Taoyuan and promote cooperation between our tourism industries.
Taiwan is learning to be more inclusive of different religions, customs, and cultures. Mayor Zheng shares about how they're working to welcome more Muslims to Taoyuan.
We want to provide a more friendly environment for our Muslim friends by training restaurants and related businesses to cater to Muslim food guidelines. There will soon be Muslim-certified foods in restaurants that our Muslim visitors can feel free to enjoy. As Taoyuan has many new immigrants, we want them to join in on promoting tourism by becoming tour guides to people from their native countries. They help bridge any cultural and language barriers tourists encounter on their trips to Taiwan. We now also offer guidebooks to Taoyuan in four languages.
Coming to a new country is not easy, especially when you don't know the language. Mayor Zheng shares about the free education Taoyuan is providing for new immigrants.
We offer a variety of classes for our new immigrants so that they can learn throughout their whole lives in Taiwan. These include language classes and courses on legal matters, local culture, family education, and professional training.
And they don't just want new immigrants to learn Chinese. They also want their children to be bilingual and adept in their mother's languages. Taoyuan Mayor Zheng explains.
Our new immigrant children are encouraged to learn their mother tongue in elementary school. It is actually mandatory to learn it in elementary school and as an elective in junior high. The main languages taught are Vietnamese, Indonesian, and Thai. Taoyuan was the first county to have Thai classes.
Taoyuan Mayor Zheng also shares about the large immigrant community in Taoyuan.
Taoyuan has the largest number of foreign workers, or about 16%, at over 100,000 of them. About 11% of Taiwan's new immigrants live in Taoyuan. That's over 57,000 persons. So we are the fourth highly populated county in terms of new immigrants in Taiwan. Over 36,000 are from China, nearly 10,000 are from Vietnam, nearly 5,000 from Indonesia, and over 2,000 are from Thailand.
The mayor also describes how the Taiwan government is reaching out to meet the needs of Southeast Asian immigrants.
We're also planning many venues and centers for our new immigrants. We already have a new immigrant service center to provide a hub to meet many of their needs. Last year, we held 42 classes or events there and helped serve over 5,500 new immigrants. The county works with local associations to provide more locations where new immigrants can access this service. There are now 15 locations where they can receive consultation and take classes. Over 3,000 have benefited from these local services so far. Next year, we'll convert an old police station into a cultural gallery for new immigrants. There will be exhibits, classes, and events held there displaying new immigrant culture and offering services to meet their needs. We will also offer them Taoren citizen cards, which will enable them to enjoy many of the benefits of being a Taoren resident.
Immigrants are vulnerable and sometimes become victims of exploitation and even human trafficking. But the government has a hotline to help them at any time. Taoyuan Mayor Zhou Wenchan explains.
For our foreign workers in Taiwan, we have a 24-hour hotline, 1955. People can call in and talk to experts in five languages. They can receive counsel on their work and legal rights, and receive assistance if they are being exploited or abused in any way.
And Taoyuan Mayor Dunn explains how our favorite medium of radio is being used to help new immigrants as well.
We also have produced 20 radio programs in Southeast Asian languages. Some have discussed public policy or other topics of interest, and other programs have focused on discussion of new immigrant lifestyles in Taiwan. We have Chinese classes for our new immigrants so that they can learn the language and adjust easier to society. Their children also receive priority for public and private kindergarten spots. There are also awards honoring outstanding new immigrants. So far, we have given 17 new immigrants the Outstanding New Immigrant Award.
Taoyuan Mayor Dunn shares how people from Southeast Asia have had the opportunity to share their culture in creative ways in Taoyuan.
We will continue to host cultural events. These are great ways to share culture and let Taiwan get a taste of different cultures. We've had successful events such as the Star Vietnamese Concert and Dance Competition. We've invited male and female singers and dancers from Vietnam to perform in Taiwan. We've also had sports events such as soccer and basketball contests. Soccer has been especially popular. We had over 400 participants last year, including foreigners, foreign students, and new immigrants. There have also been exhibits on Indonesian, Vietnamese, and Thai culture. People have also enjoyed trying their hand at Indonesian Thai art and cuisine. They've watched plays, dances, and performances highlighting these cultures, and enjoyed their famous massages. The cultural markets have been a great showcase of food, culture, and special skills, and they have served as a way to bring the diverse cultural community together. We've also held special forums to answer any questions new immigrants may have about their rights and life here.
Finally, Taoyuan Mayor Zhou Wenchan shares his vision on how the local government and community can improve Taiwan's relations with Southeast Asia and its people.
The local community plays a large role in cultural exchange and hosting events. We hope that Taiwan can be a window to the world and play an important role in Asia. Next April, we will open a new immigrant service center that will be a one-stop shop for all the services new residents need. This October, each of our 12 districts are also going to open up a career counseling center that can help new immigrants find a job in Taiwan.
That is Taoyuan Mayor Zheng Wenchan explaining how he and his local government are promoting ties with Southeast Asia and the newest residents from that region in Taoyuan. This is part of a series we'll be doing with local top officials about how they are promoting the government's southbound policy, improving ties with our neighbors in Southeast Asia, Australia, New Zealand, and South Asia. Thanks for tuning in to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So.